Oh, I know they'll keep coming. They'll also keep doing heroin, but that doesn't mean I want to be heroin.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Tim Wick, Nick Glover, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're getting ready for Nerdy Graw Convergence 2015. We'll talk about some panels we're going to do and maybe costumes and a bunch of other geeky stuff.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Tim Wick. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Nick Glover.
Hi.
And Molly Glover.
That's me, Molly Glover. Hello.
That is Molly Glover, me.
Molly Glover. Me.
.com.
.com, MollyGlover.com.
MollyGlover.com.
Now I need to find
with the
that.
Jazz hands. So we are here to do what we have done the last couple of years around this time of year. We're going to do a Convergence preview episode. Woo! It is just a couple of weeks.
Oh my God, I can't believe that it is, though.
It's just a couple of weeks until Nerdy Graw.
Yeah.
And that's pretty exciting. So we, I sound and that's pretty exciting.
It'll be a couple of weeks until Nerdy Graw. Oh, MollyGlover.com is available.
But like from someone who's sitting on site, so you're going to have to pay a lot of money for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's parked for free courtesy of GoDaddy.
Exactly.
All I have to do is like blow an elephant, or what is it he did?
It's GoDaddy. I think you have to dress sexy in a GoDaddy commercial. I think that's what you have to do.
Do I eat a big burger? Never mind. All right, Convergence.
But then it's free. So, Convergence. We are all doing a bunch of shit at Convergence, and we'll talk about some of that stuff. I don't know if we'll be able to talk about all of it because we're supposed to only take a half hour on this podcast. I don't know that really ever happens.
It's happened before. It's occasional.
Let's start. What is the panels, performances, whatever? What's the thing that you are looking forward to the most at this year's
Convergence? The most?
Yeah. Like I say, it could be a panel. It could be a costume you're like excited about doing.
I'm not going to count Viltan because that's just.
Always what I'm probably most excited for performing. But I think we've been like talking about costumes and throwing stuff back and forth, mm-hmm. and like we don't have anything put together yet.
Planned.
But I think I'm going to try to put together Italian Spider-Man. In time for Convergence.
Okay.
Because that's not super hard. Like, I just pretty much need a red sweater and a fake mustache and a wig. And then I need to make, a sign that says, respect women. And then on the other side, like, shut up, pussycat, and get me a macchiato. I don't know if you've...
Yes, I am now showing Tim.
Are you showing Tim
Spider-Man?
So that's one that is maybe where I'm thinking about, but...
There's his logo.
Notice there are six legs.
There's actually seven. It's worse.
Somewhat worse, yeah.
I usually like to do costuming, but I haven't really thought of anything, so I really don't know. I mean, I've got a couple of ideas, I had the idea of doing Molly from the Lumberjanes, so I might do that because her name is Molly and she's blonde and she's awesome. I just need a tiny little life jacket and a ponytail, so we'll see about that.
So that's cosplay. Is there anything like super jazz to do something new or?
I'm not really doing anything new. I'm looking at my schedule here, and it's like...
You're doing one thing new. I know one new thing.
Oh, I'm doing the geek comedy,
You're doing SmackDown.
I did SmackDown last year.
No, I asked you to do SmackDown last year, and you couldn't, and you chose
what
not
was
to
the
do
Wizards?
It. Yeah.
And what you was were Wizards?
Yes, yeah, she was. She brought home a wizard hat.
Were you
she
on
was
it?
On it. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, then I shouldn't have asked you this year. No, never mind.
My mediocrity allows me to perform once again.
Flew in under the radar.
That's right. You didn't notice me because my wizard hat wasn't blinking.
That was last year. That's a long time ago.
It was.
Never mind. Molly's not doing anything new.
We use the wizard hat all the time.
Yeah. For sex stuff.
So, So I don't know. I'm excited about I'm doing the Obsessed podcast with Joseph Scrimshaw.
That's
again.
Awesome.
And I'm very excited about that. He's having me and Rebecca Watson. We did the podcast with him last year.
Yep.
And we did it about cats. And this year we're doing it about Game of Thrones.
Oh, fun.
Very cool.
And Joseph said, "Do you know anything about Game of Thrones?" And I said, "I don't know. I mean, aside from, you know, stuff that you just pick up on the internet."
Right.
"Never watched Game of Thrones. I've never read it." I said, "But I will watch every episode of Game of Thrones before Convergence." And Joseph said, "You know what? It's going to be better if you don't." So I am going to be the non-expert on the Obsessed podcast.
That's awesome. That's what I was, I think, when I did the Doctor Who one. And it was me and Paul Cornell and Cargill. And so I was the new Who. Like, I knew enough new Who, and Paul Cornell was the he knows all the Who,
yeah.
And Cargill, I think, was the Tim. Cargill was the I don't really know much about it at all.
I've heard of Doctor
and,
Who, but
yeah,
I'm happy
yeah.
to be on this panel. Anyway.
Yeah, it was actually when I first met both of them.
Yeah.
It was very weird because I was a little drunk because it's Convergence, and I'm like in this. I was in a costume. I don't remember what, but it was in my Lara Croft costume, all bloody.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Hey, hi, oh my God, nice to meet you. I'm like huge fans, both of you. That's amazing." And I sit down. It was like, "All right, Doctor Who. I gotta take this wig off. Like, I am hot." I will say I'm doing Killer Bees again, and Killer Bees improv movie show is gonna be on Friday at 11:30 p.m. That's the one that actually gives me the most performance anxiety, which is funny. I don't really get stage fright because it's improv, and so I figure I'm good at being funny, and if I'm not funny, it's improv, so
yeah.
How mad can you get? You know, I wasn't funny on the fly this time, oh well. But with Killer Bees, it's always these really, really, like, people I really respect and like, who I now know on a friend basis, but it's still,
yeah.
It's like, and there's B-movies that are running, and Melissa puts together, like, rolls of footage of these movies, and there's anywhere from 3 to, like, once it was 17 minutes of the Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, wow.
And we have to do the sound effects and the dialogue and all the things over it, and it never feels funny. It just never, but people are laughing, but like, I'll say something and I'll be like, I don't know, I guess. And I'll say something and then it's like, in my head, I'm like, "That was stupid. You're stupid. You're garbage." And like, but people are laughing and I'm like, "Why are they laughing at that? I'm garbage." And I just get so like in my own head about it, but I love doing it. So it's a weird trade-off.
Yeah. I have never seen.
Really?
Well, here's the thing. Killer Bees always takes place Saturday night at 11:30. And except for last year, the Dregs always perform at 11:30 on Saturday night.
This year, it's Friday at 11:30. Maybe you can actually come. That would be great.
So it's immediately following Vilification Tennis.
It is. It did that last year, too.
So maybe it moved.
Last year, when they moved Vil, and we were on Saturday night after Masquerade or whatever last year, and then I was like, I had to run to do Vil, and then I had to literally be like, "Great show, everybody. Love you. I gotta go by." And then run over to Atrium to be in the Killer Bees. And
yeah.
Then they're just pounding liquor into you.
Yeah, there's a lot of liquor pounding going on at Convergence.
There's a lot of pounding going on just in general.
So, Big Fun Radio Fun Time is going to have a show at Convergence.
Cool.
We are the officially pre-opening ceremony show.
Oh, instead of
Mark Time. Mark Time retired. So they asked if we could take it over. So we're going to do Big Fun Radio Fun Time. We're going to take some scripts from past shows.
Super show.
And just put it together.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really...
Are there any sketches that I might know off the top of my head or that you're doing? Like, what are you putting
we're doing
in?
Christmas in July, which is one that Shannon Custer wrote, which is
yep.
hilarious. We're doing there's a Batman sketch that Josh Knight wrote.
Yep, I remember
that's,
that.
Super, super funny. And then I think we're still working it out, but I think... Hell's Comics, which is a sketch that I wrote from earlier this year. And then probably Brains Anonymous, which is a zombie sketch. I'm trying to pull the stuff that's super geeky.
Yeah. It's a good choice.
And then we're only going to... we won't have too much in the way of commercials. We've got to do a slightly shorter show. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to focus more on the radio plays than do the full commercial and everything.
You know, but you should at least have a commercial for the Fearless Room Party or commercial for like other, like some of the room parties. You could ask if there are any room parties that are willing to have like a sarcastic commercial made about them.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of makes a little bit of fun of them. Like I mean, cause I can imagine, you know, you could do something funny for like
House of Toast
House, or Space Lounge or like you could make something, you know.
I was thinking of doing something about the programming at the convention. You know, it's what you do until the room parties start.
So panels. Yeah. Get it helping you through your hangover since 1999. Panels. Giving you a quiet place to sit and just not have alcohol. Panels.
Yeah. I want to look like you're participating in the convention, but really you just have your fake open-eye glasses on and you're sleeping one off.
Panels. Someplace you can nap while your roommates are having sex.
Haven't gotten into an argument lately? Panels. A place to make your opinions heard for as long as you're willing to talk.
Yeah. Did you get kicked out of Cinema Rex? Go to a panel.
Yeah. I love it.
So, we're doing Geeks Without God live.
Yep.
Because, you know,
Saturday afternoon.
Third anniversary,
3:30 p.m. Pretty fucking exciting. We've got guest of honor Jennifer Ouellette,
mm-hmm.
who's a science writer. And then we also have Melinda Snodgrass, who's a former guest of honor writer. She edits the Wildcard series. She also wrote a very famous episode of Star Trek.
Yep.
Data. Oh, I'm trying to read The Trial of Data, but that's not the name of it.
It's not. No, that's the colloquially. That's how it's known.
It's The Measure of a Man.
I think that's right.
Yeah. So two really.
Where sentience is on trial, essentially. Yeah.
And that'll be really great.
That's a great
you
episode.
Can remember because it's our third anniversary show, and it's at 3:30 p.m. on July 4th.
Damn it!
The third day of the convention. Ha ha!
There you go. So very
America.
It's synergistic.
So there was one costume that I've been trying to do for the longest time, and it's the stupidest costume, but it's like a Captain America mask, because they make them, you know, whenever there's a new Avengers movie, they always have them.
Yep.
Like, it's like Captain America mask, and then an American flag bikini, and that's all.
And the shield.
And then just be like, citizens, you know, like, and that's the whole, like.
But
like,
then you thought about doing, like, a Hulk mask and Hulk
and
fist.
And then like a purple bikini.
Purple bottom, green top.
And green top, and then be like with the Hulk fist. Then it's
do
like,
you guys have the Hulk fist? I gotta ask.
No, we've been trying to find them.
Asking for reasons. Anyway.
The ones, they have them now, but they're not as good. They put them out now.
The ones now have movable individual fingers. They're not those big.
So you can.
No, the fists are better.
I know.
And you punch things, it's like, Hulk smash!
Yeah. Maybe I'll go as Feminist Hulk.
Oh,
maybe I'll find a way to be Feminist Twitter Hulk. Maybe I'll try to go as She-Hulk.
Are you familiar with Feminist Hulk, Tim, on Twitter?
Yes and no. I mean, okay. I've seen a couple of retweeted tweets, but I don't.
It's worth following. It's funny stuff.
I know. Nick and I are both going to be, again, on Pathfinder Ex Machina.
Yep.
Which is, this time it's Dystopian Citizens.
It's really interesting.
It should be.
Last year it was Disney characters. Yeah, it was. So it's, Hal is kind of the, she sets it up and organizes it and makes all the stuff for it and runs tech for it.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, She Melissa's it, really.
Yeah,
what goes on there. And it's, she puts a character up on the projector, and we have to build that person as if they were a Dungeons & Dragons Pathfinder or 3.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, what would
character.
Their charisma be? What would their stamina be?
Yeah.
What skills, spells?
Right. Class, race, alignment, special feats or abilities. It's a comedy panel, but like, it's really only a comedy panel if you played pen and paper role playing games.
Yeah.
For everyone else, it's a bunch of nerds talking about fuck all.
AKA Convergence.
Yeah,
it's like a tagline for Convergence.
A bunch of nerds talking about fuck all. Yeah. It was really fun last year.
It was the first year of it last year. And it was like this, we didn't know what we were walking into.
Well, it was, I've played a lot of D&D, but I don't play as much these days, and you're fairly new to the game.
Very new.
And then I think it was, like, Dawn, who plays super regularly.
A lot of Pathfinder,
and
too.
Another guy who plays, who's in her gaming group, who plays super regularly, or DMs. And so it was nice to have people who are more familiar with the technical side of the game.
It's going
to
be the same four of us again. You and me, Don Krasnowski, and Philip Henry.
I think that's right. Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
That was a fun time.
Awesome.
Otherwise, so things I'm looking forward to that I'm not in. I always got to see a movie at Cinemarex. Probably might work a shift at Cinemarex this year.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we'll see. I don't mind. It's kind of a nice way to see a movie. And feel like you're doing something, because you get 2 hours of volunteer time. You know, it's not anyone can volunteer at Cinemarex. There is a small group of us, a very small group that are John Graham's approved, and there is a 45-minute training and everything about, you know, because you're running a popcorn machine.
Well, you're running the movies.
No, someone else usually runs the movies. It's usually like Pat or John or someone is doing the movies, but the popcorn machine, you know, like getting people to take snacks. You'd be amazed at how many people in Minnesota those snacks, and you're just like, they're just like there can be one candy bar left. Take the fucking candy bar. Take it.
We've got this little cup of Skittles, but I'm just going to take the one Skittle instead of the whole goddamn cup.
Especially on Sunday afternoon. It's like, for God's sake, eat 5,000 cookies. They are just, take them. Just take the cookies.
Vilification Tennis is up against The Dirty Curls for performance times, which, man, it's a tough decision to make for some people.
That will be a tough decision to make. Harmonic Convergence is back this year.
Yes.
It was gone for a year. So the Dregs are performing again this year. We're going to be on at 11:30 on Saturday night, which is our traditional spot, and there's nothing after us, so we can go as late as
I can come see you guys. I don't have anything at that time. I've never seen the Dregs at Convergence because there's always either a performance or it's just, you know, that's when my one friend who I see this only time this year is, you know, not doing stuff. And
it's always a high energy show. It's always a lot of fun. I don't know how it's going to be. I mean, we're going to be at the Crown Plaza, which is a bus ride away. And I don't know what that's going to do to attendance.
Oh, you guys, is all of Harmonic Convergence at the Crown?
Yes, it's at the Crown.
Oh, yeah, maybe I won't see you guys. Sorry. 11:30 on a Saturday. I don't know if I'm taking a bus.
There's a dedicated bus, but yeah. I have no idea.
I hope the postering is good, because that's the thing, is people are gonna try to look for it and then give up. Like, there should be big posters where all the places where it ever has been. There should be a big poster that says, Harmonic Convergence is now at the Crown.
But all the places it ever has been are gone. They've all been renovated out of existence.
Yeah.
So that's why we didn't have it last year. So, I've got a full day Saturday, and I'm actually bummed about it, just because I am performing. I'm doing panels starting at 11 a.m. and going until 7 p.m., and then I have a break, and then I've got the Dregs. So Saturday is a busy day for me, but, you know, it's going to be fun. We've got Vermin, which we're going to talk about, I think, on next week's podcast in more detail, but it is a web series, and we talked with Gordon Smooter about it.
Yeah, we talked with Gordon about it.
So it's a web series that we're working on. We had a Kickstarter. The Kickstarter didn't make it, which sucks, but we are going to relaunch the Kickstarter at Convergence, and we have, I think, a much better chance of making the goal that we have and making the stretch goals and really being able to make it. And then panel 237, which is a new thing that Bill Steitler started doing last year, which is you are given a movie, and then you have to piece together what the movie's really about. So it's based on the whole Stephen King's...
Shining.
Stanley Kubrick's The Shining.
Goddamn right.
And how 237... Yeah, God. All right. I know, you got a new Stephen King book, so I'm trying to respect that.
Thank you.
So panel 237, room 237 is this big conspiracy thing.
Yeah, which is the room where the old lady's in the tub.
It's kind of like PowerPoint karaoke, only it's specifically about a movie.
Yeah.
And creating a fake conspiracy.
Kind of like judging a book in a way, where it's not so much that you're given multiple, you know, slides or anything. You're coming up with something before you get there.
What happened is Bill asked us for what movie we were going to do our conspiracy theory about.
Mm-hmm.
So we told him the movie we were going to do, and then he produced slides for it.
Oh.
And I wish I had the video, because, I mean, seriously, I do this kind of thing and I completely forget about it 2 hours later. Because I don't even remember what movie I did last year. All I remember is every single slide Bill came up with somehow accidentally led into what I was saying. So I would say something, and then the next slide would show basically exactly what I'd indicated.
I've had PPK rounds like that, where I'm just like, I know you did too, Nick, during the Fringe. You had a PowerPoint round where it was like everything you said, and then the next slide would come up, and you, all you almost had to do was just kind of gesture like, well.
Yep.
And then you could be like, next slide, because they were already laughing. It was just, it just lined up.
Yeah, and then I've got Geeks Without God, and then I've got Obsessed, and then Comedy of the Geeks, which is a comic theory panel with me and Joseph Scrimshaw and Molly.
And me, importantly.
We're going to talk about geeky comedy, and ironically enough, we'll be talking about writing geeky comedy at the same time the Masquerade Halftime Show, presented by Fearless, will be on stage. So we can tell people, you could see an example of this kind of comedy.
Yes. You weren't here right now. You weren't wasting your time listening to us talk.
And then everyone gets up and leaves, and then I go have more drinks, and then everyone wins.
So that's Saturday. Saturday is not
Sunday. Yeah, it'll be, I always love Convergence.
I just got the one thing on Saturday. It's super light.
What's your deal?
Oh, there's just Geeks Without God with you guys. Just, that's it.
Geeks, but you've been doing, so Nick's on the decor committee.
Yeah.
And they have been working. I know some of the things that they've got in store, but Nick, I want
Can I tell you an ironic story?
Yes,
please.
About decor for Convergence this year. So the theme of the convention is dystopia. And so we were thinking of all these dystopian ideas, and you know those pillars that are outside main stage?
Yeah.
There's like six of them. Each one except for two of them has an outlet on them as well.
Right.
Last year they had insulation foam carved bricks, so they look like tree-covered or vine-covered pillars, like castle pillars, because it was urban fantasy.
Yep.
This year, we were going to cover them very similarly in burning book pyres.
Which is awesome.
Which is super dystopian.
We were going to use the outlets to power them, to have fans that are blowing around plastic to give flame effect.
Yep.
Uh-huh. We found a way to do flickering lights that look like smoldering, with a really great effect. We found an instructable for it, and we were told that our idea is not appropriate and that it might offend some people, and so we were told not to do our theme for a dystopian convention, which seems kind of ironic.
You were banned from demonstrating burning banned books.
Right. We were banned for illustrating something that is...
Did anybody point that out?
Yep.
Yeah.
They also have told them that the convention's interpretation of the word dystopia also implies post-apocalyptic and like zombies and horror. So
except it doesn't.
Right.
That's not dystopia.
Right.
You can be post-apocalyptic and dystopian, but the two are exclusive, not mutually so. But I mean,
they're separate. They're disparate. They're disparate concepts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, we should do like a zombie poster, and it's like, why would we do that? Do the zombies, have they some sort of fascist zombie that's taken away all your rights and put cameras up everywhere?
Are the zombies like members of society that have jobs or something, like in Warm Bodies?
Oh my God.
Like, did the zombies make you join the anti-sex league? Like, what happened?
We are peeling back the veil, folks.
Are some zombies more equal than others?
Folks, you know what? Convergence is not always perfect.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what kind of asshole would start a not perfect convention?
I don't know. Some dick.
Truly dystopian.
So seriously, Convergence. We hope you see
you
there. If you see us, I'm sure we'll have stickers. We'll probably have badge ribbons. I think we still have some badge ribbons left from last year.
We got
stuff. But seriously, just come up and say hi.
Come and say hi and say, give me the goods.
Say, we love Geeks Without God. Or don't.
Yeah.
Tell us you hate us, and I don't, you know, whatever.
It is fun to meet you guys, and if we seem at all frazzled or like we're not all there when we're talking to you, it's not personal. It is just the frazzling of Convergence and the cocaine that Tim does.
Yeah.
Are we going to try to get buttons or
we can try, yeah.
What are they called? Badge ribbons.
We literally just said.
Are you like even? You don't even listen to me, do you?
I think he was too busy thinking about products he'd like to purchase.
What? No, I had the schedule up for a second.
Okay, so we're gonna.
So we might do buttons and badge ribbons. I hear.
We're going to move on to five questions. Molly,
real quick,
you...
before we do five questions, are we going to have badge ribbons?
I was just thinking about the same thing.
Why don't we talk about it after the podcast and decide if we'll have badge ribbons?
That sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Molly, do you have five questions for us?
I do. I have them from Josh Cather, who sent them to us. This might be Cather. Sorry, Josh. He says, love the show. Your conversations are great, as well as the variety of guests.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Unlike on this particular episode.
No, we have no variety of guests, but that's also great.
The guest, it's varietyless.
You're our guest.
Question number one, it's Josh, right? Did I get that
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
Josh, question number one, what is the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
I don't want to be like everyone else and say Guardians of the Galaxy because I just watched it for the 10th time. Even my kids are asking me, you're watching it again? To give a different answer, though, my wife and I went through all of the Lethal Weapons, although I found something else to do during a majority of the third one. Mm. I really like how crazy they make Riggs out to be in the beginning of the first movie and how dark it is. Then the second movie is equally as dark, and the love interest, spoiler alert, gets killed, breaking a lot of the shoot-em-up movie tropes. Well, now that I wrote, I have to go watch Shoot-em-up.
Yeah, Shoot-em-up's awesome.
Shoot-em-up's a great movie.
Shoot-em-up is awesome. If you have never seen Shoot-em-up, it's like an action movie made by Looney Tunes, except it's got real people.
Yeah.
It's Bugs Bunny, but like Sin City.
Yeah, that's good.
Bugs Bunny plus Sin City.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. Question number two, who is your favorite atheist character?
I love the show Community, and I'm on my second rewatch. I'm going to go with Jeff Winger, although he says he's agnostic, to which Pierce replies, poor man's atheism. I love the way they tackled the religious topic on that show and Joel McHale's dry wit. Mm. Yeah, I like Pierce on that show belongs to some crazy version of, it's like Scientology,
it's a Buddhism cult.
It's a Buddhism space.
It's like level 16 laser Buddhist.
It's super funny. Yeah.
Have you guys watched any of the new season yet?
All of it, it's out.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's good.
Is it good?
I
know they changed a lot of cast.
It's not quite as good as the best stuff that was on TV, but it's way better than the gas leak year.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good. And the people who are new are worthwhile additions. And I feel like the characters they replaced, not Donald Glover, but Shirley's character had sort of gotten pigeonholed into this, like,
one note.
Jesus and sassy black lady, and I say things, and I have a sandwich shop. And so having her replaced has been good.
All right, question number three, what's your geekiest hobby?
Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Mm. Yep, my geeky thing is a sport martial art where sweaty people wear pajamas and roll on the floor trying to torque limbs or choke each other into submission. Beneath all of that is a cerebral game of strategy and theory. A lot of people refer to it as human or physical chess, as there is always a counter. Being a computer programmer, I'm always trying to make my particular game as efficient as possible, collecting the techniques and mastering the positions that fit my body type and personality the best I can. I look at it like a puzzle I need to solve, and whenever I come up against a reoccurring problem, I go to Reddit or YouTube to find out if someone else has solved it. Another exercise I do during boring meetings at work is to create mind maps or decision trees using BJJ positions and techniques. Assuming, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Right, yeah.
Boo, BJ just auto right away. My brain's like, hello.
Man, this meeting sure is boring. Suck some dicks.
I'm going to think about my decision trees when it comes to BJs. Yes, no, oh yes, all right then. That's a pretty small tree.
Question number four, what is your favorite sandwich?
This is the question that I dread. I love sandwiches.
Oh, no, angst. Sandwich angst.
I love sandwiches as much as the next guy, but I have a hard time thinking of a unique sandwich experience that would be my favorite. If I have to pick, I usually go for a Reuben if I'm in a bar. Just the basics of rye bread, corned beef, sauerkraut, Swiss, and Thousand Island.
That's a Reuben.
Makes me happy.
You can't go wrong with a basic Reuben.
The king
you
of
really
sandwiches.
Can't.
Perfect.
What's the stupidest thing that anybody's ever said to you about your atheism or agnosticism or nunism or whatever it is?
I occasionally have debates with my friends about religion, and I have two pretty stupid examples that stick out to me. The first is from a devout Catholic. Quote, "The priests that molested kids were targeted more heavily by Satan because of their position within the church."
Sure.
Implying that Satan saw them as more of a threat and was able to trick them or tempt them into having sex with young boys to further his cause, I guess? Maybe? That's what it says?
Except, you know, then it just furthered the church to cover it up and...
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, whatever. All
the
right.
second is from a preacher's son. Quote, "The reason a lot of those bad things happened during the Dark Ages, like burning witches or the Crusades, was because Satan was controlling the church at that time," unquote. To which my response was something like, how do we know that Satan wasn't in charge of the church when the Bible was formed? How do we know Satan isn't in charge of the church right now? More bullshit ensued.
There's a lot of Satan going on there.
The church is holy, and Satan is allergic to holy things.
Oh.
And therefore, he can't touch the church because... rules.
We'd hear more sneezing if Satan was more in charge of the church. That's right.
When I've had conversations with really devoutly religious people and ever question anything, I find that answer of Satan to be the biggest dodge ever.
It's
your answer is really, I don't know. But you're not going to say, I don't know. You're just going to say, well, it's Satan.
Yeah.
Even though there's nothing biblically to support that belief.
No.
It's just Satan. There's hardly anything in the Bible about Satan.
I know, and the stuff that there is all the just casting down Lucifer stuff. So it's like, I don't know why are they, I mean, yeah, it's such a Puritan thing, this whole the devil got in me, and the witch stuff.
Possession.
Yeah, and it is, it's the type of horror movies that never scare me are the ones that are demon possession or exorcism stuff. I'm always so bored, and because you know I don't believe in ghosts either or whatever else, you know, but like poltergeist movies, for some reason I can get behind more than demonic possession causing your limbs to contort and break. It's like your body only does so many things. I don't know, man. I don't know.
So, all right.
Thank you, Josh, from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Another state heard from. That's great. Well, thank you so much, Josh, for those questions. Thanks for listening to us. We hope we do see you at Convergence. If you're there, come up and say hello. Come to one of our panels. We would love to catch up with some of our listeners, and we're super excited to celebrate our anniversary there every year.
Woo! And I heard we might have badge ribbons and buttons.
There could be badge ribbons. We'll see.
we need your five answers, by the way. We're down to four.
Oh my God!
Oh, wow.
We only have four. Send them in to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. Just send in your answers.
I think if we run out, we're just going to have to come up with five new questions.
Yeah, it might have to happen. I mean, we've already made it past 150 episodes.
Then everyone who sent them in can send in new answers.
Oh, then we can start over. Uh-huh, start over. Uh-huh. Review us on iTunes if you like our show. If you don't like our show, fuck iTunes.
Put your dick in iTunes if you don't like just our show.
Jam the dick right in there.
Boy.
Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Do all the stuff, all the online stuff. We will catch you next week. We have a really exciting guest lined up for our next show. It's awesome. So we will see you around next week, around Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
That's not what I said.
Cunt.
And remember, Convergence spelled backward is Eknagrevnog.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging at geekswithoutgod.com. You can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod, and you can even like us on Facebook.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Daniel's scared, but could have sworn already. All right. Well, it says it's the next one in line.